For WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. The Kalamazoo Air Zoo in Portage invites people of all ages to marvel at its remarkable collection of flying machines. But Director Troy Thrash says the museum also has a responsibility to teach the children who visit about math and science. That's why the Air Zoo is adding new programming to its field trips and creating exhibits that teach scientific concepts. Thrash says the Air Zoo has something for everyone, pre-kindergarten through high school, but it's most focused on the critical task of connecting with elementary students.
It's actually in third grade that kids turn onto or turn off of science and math. That's when they realize, hey, I can do it, it's something I love, or the other way around, maybe this is too hard. And if they turn off at that point, it's really difficult to get them back into it.
I spoke with Thrash at the Air Zoo about how educators can capture kids' imagination when it comes to science and the arts. So for those third graders who hit a wall with math and or science, what's the next step there? Do you try to aggressively start introducing science concepts? Do you tell them you have to know this, or is it better to sort of back off and say there's different ways to understand this? What's the best approach?
The best approach is to give them an opportunity to see that science isn't about two-dimensional pictures in a textbook. It's not about learning facts for, or science trivia, as it were, for a standardized test. That if what we can do is expose them through real, hands-on, interactive, immersive experiences. And we want the kids to come here to the Air Zoo and come into one of our science labs and do real science, whether it's making slime through chemistry or understanding the physics of roller coasters by actually manipulating a roller coaster and understanding potential and kinetic energy. So when kids understand the real world context to science, and they understand it because not because they see it or, you know, watch it on a video or read about it, but because they do it. That gives them the best opportunity to see that they can do it, to see a future in it, and then ultimately decide if this is something that I love.
What do you see as the balance between the wonder at the discipline on the one hand, and then like any other discipline, the nuts and bolts or the vegetables, if you will, the equations, the reactions to balance? I guess what I'm saying is it seems like in any field, you have to be motivated by the beauty of it, and then you also have to be willing to grind through some of the work.
Well, I think it's all balance. It's all a process. And the first step in that process is teaching kids to ask why. Why things are happening in the world around them. And it's interesting because kids in many ways, I think, everybody starts out asking why. I mean, you think about a four-year-old and, you know, I think, you know, many adults just get tired of hearing, oh, well, stop asking why things are happening. And that's the sort of thing that we have to make sure we're not saying to kids, because that's where, whether it's science, technology, engineering, math, or the arts, that's where creativity comes from. The idea of being able to ask why a certain condition is the way it is. And then in trying to understand that, then trying to say, well, how can we do that better? All of these airplanes came out of somebody asking why. Why can't we fly higher? Why can't we fly faster? And then coming up with the solution as to how to make that happen. And so that's just the first step. Yes, eventually it gets into formulas for everything to really get down into the nuts and bolts. And that's another big part of innovation. I mean, you can't just come up with solutions, come up with theories and say, okay, you know, there it is. There's my picture on the wall and that's it. I mean, there is the science behind it, the physics, the chemistry and all of that. And so, but it really is an entire process. So, you know, it's not necessarily a balance between the two. You know, these two types of things aren't really fighting together. They're actually working together in coming up with solutions.
And I was interested to see that you're terming this STEAM education rather than STEM education. So we've heard of STEM. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, emphasizing those subjects. And the A, if I understand correctly, is for arts. Why add the arts back in?
the best scientists have that creativity. And I think in many ways, you know, that people would also say the best artists also are able to access their scientific mind as well. When you think about the different media that artists work in, whether it's glass or metal or even the chemistry behind paint mixing, it's all so intertwined. And we've all done a disservice for a very long time saying, well, there's STEM over here and there's the A over here and never the two shall meet, but always the two exist together. We just never admitted it out loud.